It was so good and so fun. Also, I saw somebody I dated there. And they left immediately after.
Oh.
I didn't even make eye contact, but I think that they saw me and then left right away. Hi, guys, and welcome back to A Little About A Lot. Cheerleading vibes. That's what I'm feeling today. My name's Kelsey.
My name's Becky.
And we're also known as Star Girls on YouTube. I feel like I just have to say that. I don't know why, you know? And this is our podcast, A Little Bit About A Lot, where we talk a little bit about a lot of things. We want to learn things. You want to learn things. We all want to learn things together. And that's, I guess, kind of the goal of life, really, is just to learn things. As you guys know, we've covered, like, some kind of deep topics on our podcast, like marriage and dating and, like, school cliques and all that kind of jazz. And sometimes we like to keep it light and casual because we all need a little bit of break from the deep stuff, including us. Also, guess what? I'm going back to therapy, guys. So I know this has been kind of like my therapy, but I'm going to see a new therapist tonight because I haven't been in like forever. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is like a thing I should upkeep. You know, even if you're in like really good shape, you should still go to the gym.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where I was going with that.
Maybe possible episode topic later down the road.
Maybe. And also I think where my brain was going was that we're going to keep it light today because we've been deep. You know?
And we might go deep again.
And I'm going to go deep this evening. So maybe I'll keep it light right now, you know?
So what we're going to get into in today's episode is doing like a little speed dating or get to know the sorority girls or get to date the sorority girls, where we ask each other 21 style type questions. But before we get into that, how was your week?
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. Another reason why we're slowing it down this week is last week was real busy. We were down in Pennsylvania.
What?
I know.
Literally, though, people like, okay, oh my God, my neighbor, can I tell you? Mm-hmm. Story time. I have a driveway at my place. Sorry, I'm just like, I'm derailing this, but it will all come full circle, I promise you. But a house building thing I live in has like multiple units. Multiple people live there. Like pretty much every single person has a car, but for some reason I'm the one that gets to park in the driveway and like that's the rule. Everybody else has like road permits. And yesterday I go to leave my house and I have to like be somewhere lickety split and somebody's blocking me in, my neighbor. So I'm like calling him all crazy and I'm like, where are you? Hello, I need to move. And he finally calls me back and he's like, oh, do you need me to move my car? And I'm like, yeah, why the hell are you blocking me in? And it's because I told him I was going on a trip. So I think he just thought I was like out of town forever, even though I got back like a week ago. Anyways, long story short, he was like trying to make small talk with me as he's moving his car. And he's like, how was your trip? And I was just like, like I totally like blanked. And I was like, what? A trip? And yeah, he was like, that doesn't sound good. And I was like, it was a lot.
I think it's also because when you say trip, you think vacation.
Yeah.
It was a work trip.
It was fully a work trip, like many hours DIYing things.
And we can say what it is because we've said it in the vlog channel by now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know who Nikki and Gabby are on YouTube, they are twins and they recently, they're renting a house together that's going to be like their filming house.
Yeah, kind of same way we have like an office.
Exactly. So it's a completely blank slate. So they needed us to come in or wanted us to come in and make over two of the bedrooms that fit their styles so they could film in the spaces.
Which is so exciting. To me, it kind of reminds me of when we did like Adeline's space, who like loves yellow and colorful. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a similar thing where they both have very specific styles. Like one's very like French and pink and vintage. Mm-hmm. And Nikki's a little bit more like retro and beachy.
Yep.
And, yeah, we had to pull out all the stops.
So while it was fun, it was a whole week of working nonstop on making over these spaces. So I'm very tired now. I'm glad to be home.
Yeah, it was like, I felt like we were in some weird little time warp thing because we decorated this house. We slept at the house. And then we were just so busy that I felt like I wasn't on, like, YouTube or my phone.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, me, you, and Claire.
Exactly. We didn't really go out because it's kind of not near, like, a huge city. Really.
Yeah, no. It wasn't like, oh, let's go for a movie. In my head, I was like, yeah, maybe we can go out for movies or, like, you know, in the evenings it'll be chill. But there's just so much to do.
And we were just tired by the time we were done at night. And we're like, let's just go to bed. See you in the morning.
Are we having fun yet on this podcast? I feel bad. I'm just, like, complaining.
No, it's going to be fun. The beginning of this week, I went to a Lennon Stella concert.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most fun. If you guys know who she is, she's on that show Nashville, but she's also kind of got YouTube famous from her covers, and she's such a good singer. So I saw her at Danforth in Toronto, And yeah, that was a good time. Anything else that you got up to that was maybe a little more fun?
Well, I did just want to say that I didn't know who she was. I mean, I still don't really, other than you guys sometimes playing her songs. But when we were in Florida recently, I think that's the first time I like really heard her music. Weren't you guys playing it in the car?
Yep.
Yeah. Brittany, who's like a subscriber of ours, brought us to Disneyland. And we're just driving in the car. And she puts on this song. And then you're like, I'm going to the concert. And then Jacqueline Forbes, who's a YouTuber in Toronto, was like, I'm going to the concert. And I was just like, I feel really left out because I don't know who this person is.
I think I remember, though, we used to watch like her and her sister, Lennon and Maisie, on YouTube.
We, as in you and I?
Yes. I think I remember this. They did like a cover. I don't know if this will like jog your memory, but they did a video where they're like standing in front of this like craft paper roll and like someone was pulling it up and the lyrics would like go.
Wait, this actually does kind of sound familiar.
I have to show you the videos.
Like, is this going to be like, yeah, I mean, when we were in college?
Yes. And they were quite young at the time. Like, she's still young. She's only 19 now. So when we were in college, she would be like 12, 13.
Yeah. And is her sister even younger?
Yes. Her sister's really young.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, I do remember this.
Yeah.
See, this is way too long ago.
I know. Like, it's so funny because I remember watching them back in college and, like, in my mind, I'm like, they're little children.
They were like, little children, 100%.
Like, these kids are such good singers. That's awesome. And then I kind of forgot about them because they kind of left YouTube for a little bit. And then I don't know how I found her Instagram page, like, probably in the recommended section or the Discover page. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this girl? Like, she's so pretty. She looks really familiar. And I clicked on her and I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is the girl. But she's like an adult now. Like, hello, puberty.
Are these the same kids? Like, didn't their dad make videos of them and they were like super funny? Or is that somebody else entirely?
Oh, are you thinking of the Apple and BlackBerry kids?
Yes.
No, not them.
Different? Yeah. God damn it. If they were the same people, that would have been like next level.
I don't think so.
Funny. Because it was two sisters, them too, right?
Yeah.
This, the timing would have worked out as far as ages go, maybe. Wow. Okay.
Well, anyways, yeah, so now she's kind of done her own solo career thing, and her music's really good, so I went to go see her, and it was a good time.
Oh, great, good. Same Love way. It. Also, Danforth, right? You saw her at?
Yeah.
If you guys don't know Toronto, Danforth's pretty good hall.
Mm-hmm.
I saw LP there, and it was, like, amazing. And you went to that concert alone, right?
Yeah.
And I went to LP at the Danforth alone.
That's fun. Like, I knew that Jacqueline was going to be there. Like, I knew some people that were going to be there, but I bought a ticket on my own.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to see this regardless. It's going to be a good show.
Sometimes you just got to go if you got to want to go.
Exactly.
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 You asked me what I did this week. I honestly...
just recovered?
Yeah.
Fair. Fair.
I feel like I did things that I should remember. I went IKEA shopping.
Oh, I love IKEA.
Wow, I'm being like the person that people bring to IKEA because I know things about IKEA.
Who took you to IKEA?
My friend Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
She's moving and she has such a cool style. It's like glam meets like world traveler meets like jewel tones and lots of patterns.
Okay.
If you can kind of picture it. And guys, I don't know if you guys know this, but Pinterest is freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a photo. She just had like one photo that she's like, this is kind of my vibe, but it even wasn't fully her vibe. But she told me what she did and didn't like about this photo. It's just like, picture if you're a world traveler and you go traveling and you pick things up on your travels.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
But not in like a, like too much of like a bohemian way, but more of is in like a glam way.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
I think I get it.
But either way, I uploaded that photo to Pinterest and then just went to like the things Pinterest related to it,
mm-hmm.
like the recommended similar posts. So then I just went onto this downward spiral of all these similar posts. And then I like created a Pinterest board for her of all these things. And she's like, yes, I love this. This is my style. And I was like, holy crap, Pinterest. Thank you. Because like I was thinking of these things, but I don't know how to type in like glam, world traveler, patterns, gem tones and get something good.
So. Honestly, yeah. Their algorithm is like
next.
I feel like it's so underrated. It's so good.
It is so underrated.
I never search anything with words because that's impossible. But all I do is find a photo, like you're saying, that's like sort of on the right direction. And then I just go down and it's like a choose your own adventure. You keep clicking until you get closer and closer.
Yes.
And you literally find the thing you're looking for. Less
it's
Pinterest.
Insane. If you guys aren't following us on Pinterest, you should go do that.
At the Sorry Girls.
At the Sorry Girls on Pinterest. Yeah, so I did some like IKEA shopping and I hung out. Oh, I went dancing.
What kind of dancing?
I don't know why I had that creepy laugh.
I'm like, oh, okay.
No, just if you guys don't know, in Toronto, there's this like bar called The Boat. Oh my God. Good times. And me and Andrea actually have this thing because we like The Boat and we always try to bring our friends to The Boat. But every time we try to bring our friends there, it's always kind of like a dead and not a good time. So we said that to have fun going to The Boat, you have to like not want to go dancing. You know what I mean? You can't have a plan to go. It's kind of just like expectations too. But yeah, our theory is that if you like want to go there and you want to go dancing and you want to have fun, then it's not going to be fun. It's going to be dead. And that's what happened this weekend is we were just like hanging out with some friends. Oh yeah, St. Patrick's Day. We went out for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yes, that does happen this
weekend. And then all my friends wanted to go get food, but I was like, I just had dinner. I'm not going to go have dinner. So me and my beau went to like The Boat to go dancing, and they didn't end up meeting us there. But because it was just like on a whim idea, it was so good and so fun. Also, I saw somebody I dated there and they left immediately after.
Oh,
I didn't even make eye contact, but I think that they saw me and then left right away.
Wait, who was it?
You don't know them.
Oh, okay.
It was a temporary thing.
Okay.
It was the roommate of, like, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, that was my weekend.
So speaking of running into exes and dating and that whole fun world.
Ew.
What? Well, we can get into today's, like, game activity.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you about to bring up right now?
Daniela put together a list of a bunch of questions that are questions that you could ask on, like, a first date. Kind of break the ice type things, like, would you rather almost. And we thought it'd be fun to go through them, and then you guys can hear our answers, get to know us a little bit better.
Sounds good. I did this with Valeria, kind of, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
I was just, like, firing off questions at her, and it's, like, you kind of have to be speed round, but I was like, I want to know more.
I think that's what we have to do, too, is we can't think. I'm going to think about these, like, way too hard.
I feel like we can chat about it. Otherwise, this is about to be a very short podcast.
Exactly. But I think you got to say what comes to mind, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, first question we have is, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time? Okay, well, I'm going to assume in this world that you're the only one who doesn't have to sleep and everyone else does, right?
Yeah, okay, true. Yeah.
So, like, I do all my errands because think of how dead the roads would be at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, but what's open?
24-hour Walmart. Holla. That's true, actually. That's true. Okay. New thought. It's hard because everything would be dark all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can like go out and like enjoy nature because it's pitch black.
Yeah. So my one kind of like quick thought was like, can I go traveling? But I mean, I was going to say I'll be tired, but
you wouldn't be.
So I could literally like leave after work right now, go to like Iceland and then like come back.
But you would get to Iceland in like the middle of the night.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but what would be open? Same question, right?
Damn it. It would be helpful on the weekends. Oh my God. But yeah, just traveling in general. Like you wouldn't, yeah. Like what time zones?
That's true. Good question.
I think that you could really turn this into a business because you would just never have to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could be like a billionaire.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then also, I was going to say I would just like clean, but you that would only take you like 2 evenings and then you'd be good to go.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a not interesting answer, but I think I would just be more productive and like use that time to do boring things like clean and laundry.
Oh my God, I could volunteer. Oh my God, I could go to night school.
Yeah, night school you could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could volunteer. I could work as an EMT.
Go wild.
Do I also, with my lack of sleep, also develop no fear of blood?
I don't think those go hand in hand.
Oh, okay. So maybe just like on the EMT thing.
Next question is, what's your favorite piece of clothing you own or have owned? And I guess, and why?
Low-key sweatpants.
That's true. But like a specific pair of sweatpants?
I like my Roots ones. Mm-hmm. But you know when you're just like, actually, my Reformation jeans right now are kind of my favorite. You know when you have a favorite something and then you wear it a lot and then it's not your favorite anymore?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't reached that point with my Reformation jeans, so I think it's going pretty well.
The first thing that comes to mind for me was I had this jacket through all of high school. It was from TNA, but remember when they had those, like, bomber jackets, but they were, like, thick?
I think so.
They were, like, like thick canvas material, and they had the hood was like printed.
Yes, 100p.
I wonder if we can find a photo.
I know. It's you had it in like navy slash black, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I had it for so many years, and I like it got me through everything. Like everything I would ever do, I would wear this jacket. And it's one of the only piece of clothing items that I've worn, like, to the ground. Like, the sleeves started tearing up. Like, it was literally unwearable, which is why I had to get rid of it.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And I don't know why. It was just, like, the perfect fit. It was the perfect weight. You know, you put a jacket on, you want it to be, like, a little heavy.
Yeah. I'm surprised it was even warm enough for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is back in a time where, like, doing a hoodie with a jacket underneath was, like, the look to have, like, a hood over. You know? So, I don't know. I just, this one jacket I had for so many years, and I, like, did not want to get rid of it. I loved it.
I remember that jacket.
It's so funny that it's that memorable. Other people remember me wearing it.
Yeah. Also, can I just, like, humble brag for Canada right now? Because TNA, aka a brand sold out of Aritzia, is something that we had as kids. Mm-hmm. And now Aritzia is in the United States. And it's, like, the one thing that, like, we had first. We also had Lululemon, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few things that we had first and that America had second.
Also, to anyone that's just getting one in their town, don't call it Aritzia.
Ooh, girl, who's doing that?
I have heard that in, like, halls from people being like, I picked up this cute shirt from Aritzia. It's Aritzia.
Wow. Aritzia. That was so bougie, Becky. It's Aritzia.
Get it right.
At me, Aritzia. Literally at me, Aritzia.
Next question is, what hobby would you get into if time and money weren't an issue? I guess you could spend the time on the hours you weren't sleeping.
This is an alternate life we're building.
I guess so. The money aspect is interesting.
Yeah.
If money weren't an issue.
Like, I would take up flying as a hobby.
Yeah, like I would own a yacht and fly it around the world.
Wait, what? Sorry.
I don't know. Why not?
Own a yacht and fly it around the world.
Oh, sorry. Cruise it. Sail it.
Cruise it.
I don't know.
I would definitely do something bougie that my friends would also enjoy partaking in.
That's true.
Also, I realistically want to get more into camping. Mm-hmm. That reminds me. I'm going to book a campsite this summer.
Okay.
Got to do that.
Do that. That's not that expensive, though, so that's good.
Yeah, that is not. Well, I don't know. But yeah, that's true. What else would I get into? Pottery.
Mm-hmm. That is expensive, those classes.
But also, like, I need to do that. Maybe I can do that this weekend.
That's true.
The Gardner Museum, which I've never even been to, and I don't know what it is. But you, like, sign up the day of for classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, $10, and you do a pottery class.
That's true.
But you have to sign up, like, the morning of.
Is it, like, a race to get a spot?
Yeah. So, it's, like, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday or something like that. But I could go on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, I think, not money, sorry. Time is the thing that's holding me back the most in, like, doing things that I want to. But I don't know what it would be.
And I think it's this thing where I don't think of these hobbies. Like, I don't have a list of, I wish I could do these things because I already just don't consider them.
Yeah, that's
because true. Of, like you said, time and or money. So it's like maybe I would want to take up like rock climbing.
Yeah, that's
real
true.
Rock climbing.
Oh my God, I'm going to take this to like a really sad note.
Uh-oh.
But I have so many hobbies that I want to do, but I feel like I can't because I have like a physical like issue at the moment.
No.
I know. So if that wasn't an issue, like I have this like dream of being able to do like gymnastics or like headstands like really well. Or, like, backflips. I don't know. Future me can do that shit.
Dude, future you can do that stuff. And, like, haven't you seen those Facebook videos?
I have.
Really inspiring Facebook videos of, like, man who can't walk, like, now does headstands.
Exactly. Wait, what? Man who can't walk?
Yes, literally.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Dude, like, Facebook is such a hole. Like, I can't even go on anymore.
I've seen the one where, like, a guy just, like, teaches himself to do backflips in a day. I mean, he was able to walk before, but
day?
Still.
A day?
Yes. It's a really cool video.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like that for flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, seeing these, like, yogis, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's what I want to be.
But also, it's, like, I kind of want a useful hobby, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how useful is being flexible?
It's cool.
Like, get under the car, change that tire. Yeah. I dropped my pen. Watch, I can do it without bending my knees. Bend and snap.
Oh, man. If you guys have any really cool hobbies you think we should try out, you can email us at podcast@thesorrowgirls.com.
Maybe we'll do a whole series of trying hobbies that we don't have time and money for. Specifically that title, don't have time or money for.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back with some more questions. All right, we are back and I've got some more questions for us.
Uh-oh.
So the next question is, what job would you be terrible at?
Skydiving.
That's such a random answer. Why? Do you hate heights? Is that why?
Yeah, it just like doesn't sound fun to me.
Oh.
I'm a skydiving instructor.
Okay.
That's the job I would be bad at. Is not only skydiving, but also like having to be responsible for those people.
Yeah, that's true. My answer would be anything in the medical profession. I'm so sorry, Mom, who's a nurse. But I thought, like, I really like people and I like helping people. So I thought that I would be good at hospital stuff. But I did my high school, like, you know, I have to do hours to get credits in high school.
But the vets, right?
No, that's another podcast. We talked about that. I did the vet for, like, you had to go to a job for a day.
You had a lot of careers as a child, Becky.
Yeah, I tried it all, guys. I tried all the ones I know I don't want. So I did the vet for a day. But to get, it was a lot of hours. 40 hours, I think maybe it was. Do you remember this? Yeah.
No.
Okay. I think at my high school, you had to do 40 hours of volunteer work somewhere to graduate, essentially. So I did it at the hospital where my mom worked because she was able to get me a placement there. And so I got to experience kind of all aspects of the hospital and what goes on there. And I very quickly learned, as much as I like people, that I don't like being in hospitals or being in environments with sick people. It's not for me. I can't handle it. I don't do well under that kind of stress.
I think about this all the time. I'm like, holy crap. There's people that like doing that.
I know.
Or not, like, I guess.
My mom loves it. Loves it.
Angels.
I know.
Like, what?
I don't know.
How does the world go around with people like me who are like, I make YouTube videos for my YouTube channel. And then there's people out here saving lives and like doing that good shit.
Hey, maybe we're saving lives in other ways.
It is true. I don't, like, I do respect what we do. And we, I hope, like, educate people, DIY, inspire them to, like, you know, do things that they weren't doing yesterday. But overall, sometimes I just get a little bit, like, whoa.
Yeah, so I really appreciate you, everyone that works in the medical field, because I know that I could never do that. So thank you for doing that for me.
Medical field, like, yeah, volunteer field. Any of those things that are, like, the toughest job, social work and stuff. Ugh.
I feel like I could even do, like, a physically dirty job, like, much easier than I could.
Trash.
Yeah, like, even that. Like, you remember that show, Dirty Jobs?
Yeah,
It was, like, each episode they would, like, interview someone that had, like, a physically gross job.
Yeah, it actually made me think better of the dirty jobs because those people were like, yeah, it's fine. Just, like, you get over it.
Yeah, I think I could do that before doing anything in a hospital.
Yeah.
Next question is, when was the last time you climbed a tree?
Not recently enough.
Yeah. I actually do have a good recent answer. When we were in Cuba on our trip, I was trying to get a coconut.
Becky!
It didn't go well.
Remember that time you said you didn't like hospitals?
Oh, the tree wasn't that tall. That's why it was really pathetic of a story. Oh. Like, I should have been able to reach the coconut, but I just couldn't do it. I tried to climb it. It was like a couple feet, but it didn't go over well.
I honestly can't remember the last time I climbed a tree. I wish I did. But funny story about me is sometimes I like run down the street. I do this when I'm with somebody, so I don't look like that much of a loser. But I'll like bounce off things.
Like parkour.
Yeah, and then I yell parkour. I'll like run, and then I'll like jump off the curb and I'll be like parkour. Or like I'll like, you know, put my foot up on a stump and then like push off and like do a little like turn and then be like parkour. So the last time I climbed a tree was probably when I pushed my foot off of it and said parkour.
Well, now you need to parkour yourself up into a tree.
I know.
Again.
At the vlog channel, The Sorry Life, coming to you this spring.
This is just a list of things that we now need to go out and do and vlog. So thank you for this episode. What skill would you like to master? I feel like this relates to our hobbies question.
Yeah, pottery. Also English.
Oh my gosh.
That's a skill I'd like to master.
Oh, wait, wait, that's a good point about hobbies and having endless time.
Yeah.
Like, overnight.
A language.
Yeah, learn a language.
Oh, my God. That's what I do with all the time. Yeah, and with the no sleep thing, I'd be, like, quadruple, like, whatever a lot is.
Mm-hmm.
Lingual. Septlingual. Is that seven?
You sure?
Octolingual.
You'd like to be a multilingual person.
There you go.
What songs have you completely memorized? Oh, so many. Like, so many.
I honestly, like, if you put me on the spot, I probably wouldn't know. But a lot of the Spice Girls songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I was just, like, throwing it back to some All-American Rejects in the car this weekend. I was busting those out.
It's one of those weird things where you, like, if someone asks you to sing a song, you couldn't.
Yeah.
But if you play, like, a bunch of songs from my memory, like, I'll know all of them.
It's true. It's true. It's, like, yeah, it's back there and you just don't know it.
Repressed. What game or movie universe would you most like to live in?
I know your answer.
What's my answer gonna be?
Harry Potter.
I did think about that. That's a good answer. I remember actually someone, I forget who it was, someone recently talked about this question in a YouTube video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't remember who it was. I'm so sorry. But they gave a really smart answer. They were like, of all the movies that I like, the reason you like them is because all this, like, bad stuff happens or there's, like, crazy drama.
Okay.
So she was like, I'd like to pick a world where, like, nothing really goes on. Like, think about Harry Potter. Like, it's cool, but there's so much bad stuff that happens in those movies. Like, could I go through that? I don't know.
Yeah, but there's, like, people in the background that, like, does anything bad even happen to them? Like, obviously, like, don't be Harry in that world.
What if I want to be Hermione, okay?
Well, like, then you gotta deal with some...
choosing that life for myself.
Some drama.
What about you?
I need a second. What about, like, Avatar? Would that be crazy?
Or what about, like, I feel like you would do an answer like Sex in the City or something. Where, like, I know. This crazy fun nightlife.
I thought about that, like Gossip Girl or something.
Yeah. Okay, is that your final answer?
What was my answer? Avatar?
Or Gossip Girl?
Gossip Girl? That's so lame. I'm just picking it because it's, like, my life. Well, not really. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not Avatar. Mm-hmm. I feel like I should pick something like on a beach vacation.
What about, like, Castaway? That's on a beach.
Ew.
Not that one?
Not that one.
Okay.
Or, like, Brave. Because, like, Scottish things.
Oh, the red hair.
Guys, I'm going to Ireland soon.
Oh, exciting.
I know. I'm planning. It's lots of planning.
What pets did you have while you were growing up?
Okay. I had three white kitties,
mm-hmm.
but then I only had one white kitty.
Wait, is there a story there?
Kind of. I mean, I don't know. Is this a bad thing? It's not that bad. We adopted three white cats from, like, the animal shelter. They were all, like, bros and sisses. And then the boy cats were, like, really mean. Like, they would bite me all the time and stuff like that. And I was, like, young.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we sent them back to the shelter. But then we kept the one. The nice one. And we named her Peppermint after this book. I think the book was called Peppermint, too. It's about cats in a candy shop. It was so cute.
Aww.
Yeah, so we named her Peppermint. And then after that, we got a tabby cat because we lived up in farm country. And then my friend from school, she, like, had cats on her farm. So we took one of those. And its name was Caramel because, mm-hmm. you know, cat candy shop things. And then my parents, well, I guess I didn't really grow up with this cat, but now they have a cat named Nugget. I think that's it. Oh, and then Harley.
Oh, Harley.
Harley, our hedgehog. And I had a betta fish once or twice in there.
I was going to say, do you ever have fish?
Yeah. Fish are boring, though.
I never had fish. My parents were smart. I probably asked for you fish, weren't and missing they were out. Like, no.
Yeah, they're like, we have dot, dot, dot. That was my cue to you to answer that question. I'm sorry, it was a bad
statement. Wait, what?
your parents were like, we don't have fish because we have.
Oh, okay. So my first pet ever growing up was a gerbil, and his name was Chippy. And he was the most precious little blonde gerbil, like, so sweet.
Oh, blonde.
Oh, yes, blonde. And he way outlived the lifespan for a gerbil. I'm just going to proud moment here. He lived to be like 4 or 5 years old, which they only lived to be like 2 or 3.
Damn.
And I remember we took him to the vet and the vet was like, oh, how is he still alive? Like, you guys must love him so much. Like,
wait, your mom switched it out?
No, I don't think so.
No? Oh, okay.
Because when he passed, she was not in a hurry to get another one.
True.
I don't think so. That would be the biggest scandal of my life if that came out.
Wait, I want to know.
I don't think so. But yeah. And then a little after that, this is also kind of a sad story. I have sad stories in my life. I had my very first puppy ever. We had for only a little bit. His name was Nemo, and he was a Shih Tzu Bichon mix. And he was with us for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and he died from a virus.
Ugh.
It's common, which is sad to say, but it's a virus that puppies can get when they're really young.
And you don't know?
We got him from a reputable breeder for sure. And I was young, so I don't remember the story of where this came from.
Yeah.
Somehow he got this and then got very sick quickly and
oh my God, that's passed away. So sad. Like, new puppy.
Oh, I know. It was heartbreaking. Like, past PTSD is coming up now.
Yeah.
But after that, we went back to the same breeder because from what I remember, she was great. Like, she had her puppies, like, all on a farm. Like, it was really, like, free range. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought she was great. This is my, like, young child memories of it. But yeah. It was great. So we went back there, and she said, basically, like, I'm not due to have puppies for a couple months. But I have one dog that really needs a home. It was been sent back a couple times from people that didn't want her.
What?
I know. And she was like, she's about a year old now, so she's not really a puppy anymore. But, like, if you want her, like, she really needs a home. So that was Chloe that we took in, and she was my childhood dog for my whole life. So we had her for 14 whatever years. So she was also a Shih Tzu Bichon mix and was the sweetest puppy, like, so sweet. Love her so much. And that was it. And then until I moved out and got my own dog, Danny. And then Harley, which I kind of co-owned with you, even though he was yours, I suppose.
Yeah, Harley. But, good times. There's vlogs of that if you guys want to see that.
Yeah. Okay. Here, I'll pass the questions over to you.
Okay. When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
DIY.
Yeah. 100p. I mean, I just said I went to IKEA this weekend to help with, like, decor and stuff. DIY. Also, like, I think just YouTube-y things, too.
Yeah. If they, like, hear any, like, YouTube drama or culture, they're like, oh, like, what's going on? Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Wait, I was in an Uber the other day, and, ugh, I need to just lie. I just need to be like, I'm a banker or something. No shade to the bankers. But I think if you said that, people wouldn't start asking you questions about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
My dad's crying right now.
Sorry. But yeah, so I was like, I always start vague. It's like, oh, I produce, like, videos. And they're like, what kind of videos? And I'm like, for YouTube. Anyways, and he's like, I have some questions. This is great that you're here, because I'm like, I'm stuck here. He's like, I have some questions about the YouTubes. He literally called it the YouTubes.
Oh, no. And probably not ironically.
Not in an ironic way. Nope. He was just being real. And then he was just like, oh, I heard that YouTube will pay you. And I'm just like,
no way.
Oh, my God. Like, no. Stop asking me these questions. Anyways. I mean, I'm super nice, approachable. Yeah, come up and say hi.
Yeah, but usually it's like, oh, like, how do I put up the shelf? Or, like, I'm thinking of building this thing, but I don't know, like, where to start. It's usually those kind of questions.
Yeah. And then usually it's me just being super, like, I want to help you with everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, you want that? Well, okay, let's do it. Because yeah. I'm excited now, and I want to help you do it. So what takes up too much of your time? Sleeping. Literally.
That's a good question. I mean, working on YouTube takes up most of my time. Doing my job takes up most of my time.
Yeah, but, like, is it in that way? Like, this takes up too much of my time.
Like, no, but it takes up most of my day.
Yeah.
So then when I get home,
But, like, driving, cleaning, like, walking your dog, cooking, laundry.
I guess cleaning. I'm not a fan. Plus, with the dog, things get dirty so quickly, especially this time of year. Oh, my goodness. The mud is, like, up to my neck in our backyard.
Mud baths, you mean?
Yeah. I should start selling tickets to my backyard and, like, brand it as, like, a Scandinavian mud spa because it's so muddy in my backyard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, trying to take care of a clean house when I'm dealing with that and four little feet that like to run through that. It's eating up my time recently, and I'm not a fan.
Oh, but I just pictured Danny's cute little feet.
Oh, it's real cute when you can see a perfectly outlined paw print of brown on your white couch. It's so precious.
Oh, you mean your white couch that's literally now brown because...
Yeah,
but not because of the mud, because you switched the cover.
Yeah, but I kept the white pillow, and just yesterday, it's really cute. Perfect paw print of mud.
Wait, that sounds like a DIY idea. You just like paint around the paw print, and then it's like, now it's aesthetic.
No.
Little stamp. No. I literally have the tiniest apartment, as you guys probably know, and I'm going to hire a cleaner because I was like, I don't want to scrub these things. It's just like, if you cannot have to do that, then I'm not going to.
Yep.
So, and you only need to have somebody in, like, I mean, I moved in like 3 months ago, and it's getting to the point where I'm like, yeah, I should probably like clean my bathtub or like clean out my sink or something. Also, there's like black mold in my bathroom.
Ooh, not
that's
good.
Been there since I moved in. And everybody's like, did you tell your landlord? And I'm like, I feel like it's too late now because I just let it go for
this
long.
No, it's never too late.
I know.
Get that cleared out.
It's not that bad. It's just like it's just a little bit. It's just a little bit. If it was like everywhere, I'd be like, this is not okay.
But you don't know what's behind the walls.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Call your landlord.
No, he doesn't like me. He threatened to evict me because I was 3 days. 3 days, not 3 weeks. 3 days late on rent.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. He was literally like, I'm going to submit this form, which is basically like a pre-eviction form that says if you're late again. But also, I read the rules. If you're like 3 days late, it's fine.
So dealing with that is taking up way too much of your time.
Exactly. Dealing with things I don't want to deal with is taking up too much of my time. But overall, I feel like I have a pretty good balance of everything. And I'm very lucky to be at a place where if I don't want to do something, I just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just like, that's truly blessed.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing that I can't think of an overwhelming answer that's like, oh my gosh, if this wasn't in my life.
Yeah, I mean, you used to spend too much time driving, but then you like moved closer to the city. You just like, you were able to do that.
That's true.
And took the initiative to do that,
mm-hmm.
too.
Some people just like to complain.
Exactly. What do you wish you knew more about?
Ooh, politics.
Ooh.
Okay. You guys can say that this is like, whatever, I should be better at this, but I just don't have an interest in it. And I get it. It's so important. Like, it's so important. It's literally how your life is dictated and you have a say in that. But just keeping up with all of it is so overwhelming to me, but I wish I knew.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that politics are hard because they are so complicated.
And I feel like they're ever changing.
They're ever changing. Like, you can know about one thing one day and then it's changed the next day. And also, just like, it's like nobody's good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, which shitty option do you want?
And not everything that they're talking about directly relates to you all of the time.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to filter all the news of like what's actually applicable to me and my situation. It's a lot.
Yeah, and it just feels like a constant battle for, mm-hmm. like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so many people literally dedicate, like, they work for companies, they work for organizations that are just, that's all they do is, like, contact the government and, like, lobby for certain things.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Which is awesome, and we need that, and we need to support the causes that we believe in. But, yeah, it is a lot, and it's so slow. And then, yeah, like, now things are coming out about, like, Justin Trudeau, and it's like now all the, like, I don't know, it's just back and forth of like, this person sucks, so you guys shouldn't be in power, and it's just so dividing.
Yeah, I have this thought about it that you can never get on top of it, like ever whenever you think you understand it, it's different, which seems so overwhelming to me.
Yeah, so. And nobody likes to like break it down for dummies,
you know? It's one of those things that's, like, for the intellectuals only.
I know.
And that just makes me stay out even more.
I know. It's not very inclusive. And then also, they have them for, like, America. I used to listen to, like, Up First, mm-hmm. which is, like, a politics podcast. But it's all for Americans. And America is pretty important to, like, the Canadian politic climate. But we also need to know about Canada. And I just feel like there's, I don't know. Recommend some sources. I'm sure they're out there. It's just hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
We only know through like word of mouth. I think those are how you find the best things ever, mm-hmm. anywhere in life. So, podcast at thesorrygirls.com. Send us your politic deets.
I know. And I hate saying that too because I don't know. I hate coming across as like uneducated. like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Like, I like to, like, I care a lot. It's just, it's really hard.
Yeah.
You know? What about you?
I mean, honestly, I just wish I knew a little bit more about a lot of things. You know, I wish, like, I could talk to, like, a gamer about the gaming industry and know, like, all of the ins and outs of it, and talk to somebody in politics, talk to somebody in, like, fine art, talk to somebody in music, and just kind of, like, know about it. But also, that's a really bad thing that's going on with our society right now, is that I feel like that's how everybody thinks. It's like they want to be cool. They want to be in the know of everything. And then they do know a little bit about a lot of things. And that's not good, because all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I know about politics because I know like 3 points. But mm-hmm. It's like I don't know and I'm not fully educated. But it's impossible to be fully educated on every single thing.
It is. It really is.
Which is why, you know, I'm glad that I kind of know DIY and I know the YouTube space and I know digital production and I'm good at that.
You're an expert on some things.
Yeah. I try to be. I'd also like to know more about, yeah, like even like world politics and like what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I rely on Philip DeFranco to catch me up every day. But even that, like Philip DeFranco like approaches it in a really like friendly, easy to consume way, and still sometimes I'm like, this is a lot. Also, I guess a reason why we're not interested or it's hard to keep up with it is it's just very negative.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, when's the last time they're like, here's this great thing that happened?
And I feel like you can't talk about it with other people and it keep yeah. it civil. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the one to start fights about it, but like as soon as you bring up politics to anyone, they're like, oh wait, you believe this?
Yeah.
Like, here's why you're wrong. And it's like, I don't want to, you know, get into that with people.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah. What is the most annoying question that people ask you?
Oh, it'd be like a YouTube related question for sure.
Oh, 100%. How do you get paid on YouTube?
Yeah. How do you make money on YouTube? Yeah. That'd be it, I guess.
What fatter trend do you hope comes back?
Ooh. Okay.
Do you remember when we used to wear pajamas to school?
Yes. That, let's bring that back.
I think we should.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people were bringing it back on like a stylish like kind of front, but no, like I literally used to wear my pajamas to school, like
printed pajamas,
like printed, like nasty, like I literally slept in them and then I got up and I went to school.
Oh, and can we talk about how like Uggs now have such a bad rap, but they're like literally like walking on a cloud.
I know, when I go home and I visit my parents, like, one pair of shoes that I have there still is my Uggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, wearing them when I went home. And I was like, why don't I wear these? These are amazing.
I know. But I feel like you can't wear them without being, like, instantly stereotyped as a certain type of person.
You mean a basic bitch?
I mean, I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, cool. Bring back Uggs. Bring back pajama pants.
Yep.
Don't bring back bras.
True.
Bring back flip phones. JK, but also maybe, because then we would spend less time on our phones.
That's true.
I'd like true. Only play Snake. I feel like you guys have a good answer for this. Again, just come at us at the podcast email, on Instagram. I want to hear from you. Make me go, oh yeah.
We need to do another nostalgic episode. That was everything.
Everything. Wait, we already did one?
Remember we did, like, talking about, like, 90s games and toys?
Oh, commercials? Yeah.
We should do that again.
I know. Can we just play the games? What are you looking forward to in the coming months?
Ooh, summer. Easy answer.
That was so quick. That was literally the quickest question you've answered.
Yeah, because nothing gets me more hyped than warm weather. We know this. I love being warm. I love, like, feeling the sun on your skin. It's the best feeling in the whole world. And you just get to spend more time outside.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
Daylight.
I feel like I've been cooped inside in the dark for so long. So I'm excited to just, like, be outside, like, go on road trips, you know, that whole, like, cottage aesthetic.
Wow. You Canadian. Much Canadian.
I know. But that's – I'm really excited for that.
I'm going to Ireland in May, so it's very exciting.
That's really exciting. Do you tell people why you're going?
Oh, even more exciting. Spice Girls concert. So I got fun. Tickets for Christmas, and I was like, oh my God, Spice Girls tickets? This is freaking amazing. And I was like, wait a minute. They're not playing in Toronto. And then I was like,
that's awesome.
I'm going to Ireland. Yeah. And I didn't know I wanted to go to Ireland, but now that I'm planning, I'm like, holy crap, Ireland's really pretty.
Yeah.
And there's some cool Airbnbs. It's super expensive though. Oh my God. Did not expect to be spending that much money on like places to stay and stuff like that. But, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich lunches.
It's how you do it.
It's how we're going to do it. Oh, I'm also really excited for Creator Summit, which is like a invite only YouTube like gathering. Is that what we're going to call it?
Sure.
And they have it every year pretty much. And we've never been invited before, but we got invited this year. And I think it's just going to be really fun to be like with our people so that nobody will ask me how I make money on YouTube.
Yeah, that's at the very end of April.
Yeah. When was the last time you changed? Okay, I was afraid where this was going. I just heard when, I just read when was the last time. And I was like, I changed my sheets. Like, where was this going? When was the last time you changed your opinion or belief about something? Every day, literally. What that was, I don't know. You know what somebody once told me? I was just like having a conversation with them, and then I guess I like pushed back on a couple things that they thought within that conversation. And like, wow, you just made me change my mind about like three different things in like the course of this conversation. And they're like, nobody's ever done that before. And I was like, wow.
What were they? I need to know now.
Well, we already talked about one of them, like the monogamy thing. I forget what the other ones were. I don't know. But it was just like a casual conversation. And they're like, whoa, I never thought about that. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's not, I mean, maybe this isn't the best way to live your life, but I feel like there's not a lot of things that I'm like so hard pressed about.
Sounds like you better listen to more politics, Becky.
I know. I guess so, eh? I think a lot, yeah, a lot of my life is just like, you know, like I make my best choices that I can day to day, and everyone else, I just kind of say like, do you, if you're being like living a happy, truthful life, like I can't fault you if you disagree with me. I don't know. It's hard. Can't think of a really good example of something that I'm like, wow, I totally didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I watched that Flat Earth documentary the other day. It was very entertaining. Still don't believe the Earth is flat.
Oh my God, I need Sorry. To watch that. I've heard good things from you and Philip DeFranco.
It was hilarious. It was great. I mean, I'm curious. It just left me with more questions that they didn't answer.
Oh. What is something you will never, capital, never do again? Are you going to get married again?
No. I plan not to.
Good answer.
Going back to questions that we've had in the past, talking about pets and all that, I don't think that I would ever own an animal that needs to be kept in a cage ever again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a rodent or something like that. Like, I just don't think it's for me personally. I think if I were ever to own another pet again, it would be like a cat or a dog.
A cat, Becky?
I mean, no, not a cat, let's be honest, but okay, maybe another like, dog.
Wait a minute, I cannot see you owning a cat.
I don't know, man. I just put it out there as like the realm of possibilities, but probably not a caged animal, I don't think. A while ago, I had my hair was like super blonde. It was like almost all blonde, and that took a number on my hair. So I'd like to say that I probably won't go that blonde ever again, but who knows?
Sometimes you like try and then your hairdresser just gives you a lot of highlights, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. My style changes so much that I can't say I would never do that again.
I know. I think it's dangerous to say never because as soon as you do, you know you about to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. That one night, I think we talked about it on our, when I was talking about my honeymoon.
Yeah.
The one night we stayed over in a campsite and we had to sleep in the car.
Never.
Yeah. Like, I'll sleep in a car if I can, like, lie down. But we were sitting, like, on the chairs, like, the chair parts of the car, like, trying to sleep. The, like, hands down worst sleep of my life. Never going to do that again, I hope. I hope to never do that again.
I know. You might not have a choice.
Yo, I'm rolling out a blanket on the ground before I am trying to sleep in a car sitting upright.
Smart. What do you wish your brain was better at doing?
Math. This is another easy one for me. I am awful at numbers. I cannot remember numbers. I can't do math in my head. Imagine if I was just so good at it that it just came to me. I was like, oh, what's 18 plus 94? And I just knew that answer. Imagine. There's people like that.
But I'm starting to lose faith in it because I even have accounting friends. And I was like, I look at them and I'm like, yeah, what's this plus this? And then they're like, I don't know. I suck at numbers. I'm like, you do this for a living.
Oh, weird. Well, they have calculators, I guess.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing, right? It's just like you can't be numbers dyslexic, but you don't really necessarily need to do math because calculators.
Another thing I wish I was better at. Was that the question? Oh, your brain was better at?
Yeah.
Goes with it.
Specifically your brain.
My brain. I wish my brain was better at remembering names. I'm so bad at this, and I know it's something I need to work on.
Because, you can fix this.
Yeah, because people fix this. And we're, like, in industry where we run into people all the time, and it's, like, important to know their names.
I know. The amount of times where I'm like, Becky, it's this person's name, right, from this? And then you're like, I don't know. I'm like, cool. I think I'm right.
I'm really good at faces. So if I see somebody that I recognize, like, I'll know where I know them from, or I'll know how to look them up to find that.
Yeah.
Like I'll know like, oh, that's the guy we met at that thing, or, you know.
Nice.
Well, I'm not going to say specifics, but like, oh, that girl, we did that one thing with that one time. But what their names are? Good luck, my brain.
When we were at Playlist Live in Florida, we like ran into somebody and I immediately texted our manager and I was like, this person from this, who are they? And then he responded with their name and Becky and I were both like, ah, yes, that's what his name is.
As soon as I saw his face, I was like, I know exactly who it is, but I don't know his name.
I know. But yeah, there's tricks to that. You have to like, you can assign something to them. Yeah, you can be like, Daniel the
Spaniel.
Yeah, and you're like, because he looks like a Cocker Spaniel.
So poor Daniel.
That's how I'm going to remember Daniel the Spaniel. I don't really know, but yeah, I also, it's just something you glaze over because it's so, like, it's not even, like, a conversation where you're, like, you have to listen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't listen to their name, it's, like, you're still going to go on to the next part of the conversation. I think that's part of the problem, too. It's just, like, so automatic. Like, hi, this is my name. Hi, this is your name. And then you just move on.
Okay, this is a double-edged sword, but Instagram has really been helping me with this because when you're scrolling and you see someone's face and their name together constantly, it sticks in your head. But I come into the problem with people when people give themselves like weird Instagram names that's like not their name.
Yes, we have a friend that we know on Instagram, and all the time to you, Becky, I'm like, what is her name? It's blank, which is her Instagram name, and you're like, no, it's this other name.
Yeah, that happened too. We ran into this guy at Playlist too, and I was like, I know him, and I was like, his name is, I wanted to say his Instagram name, like that's his name, but like that's not his name.
You mean his name isn't Moonboots 44?
No. So please give yourself appropriate names on Instagram to help my poor brain. Thank
please
you.
Please help us. Okay. What are some of your personal rules that you'll never break? Danielle, these questions are so deep.
I really value my sleep.
Okay.
So I'll never like, I mean, saying the word never is so bad, but
yeah.
I don't like, recently, if people like want to stay up really late, like I won't make myself unhappy for that, like just to sleep. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I value my sleep a lot. So if I need to sleep, like I know I'm better for it. So I've just like been saying like, no, I need to do this. And it's been good.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was gonna say, is that I am just like at the age, my ripe age of 26, where I just don't do things if I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of can come off as bitchy, but I'm just like, life's too short to do things that you don't want to do.
Yeah, that's very true.
So yeah, if somebody's like, oh, let's do this, or I want to do this, like some people might be nice about it and be like, okay, yeah, like let's do that, but I'll just be like, nah, I don't feel like doing that, you know?
Yeah, I think it's situational dependent. But yeah, when there's times that you like totally can, then for sure.
Yeah.
I hate saying never because like the way my brain is thinking today is not the way it's going to be tomorrow. So who knows?
I know. If we knew what we were going to be for the rest of our lives, then like it'd be pretty boring life, you know?
Mm-hmm. It would be.
What do you regret not doing or starting when you were younger? Languages. I've heard it's easier to keep if you start when you're young.
That's true.
And I didn't keep that Francais.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did a bunch of instruments too, like growing up, and like started a bunch of them, but like never, like imagine if I had done them consistently till now, I'd be like so talented. Like I play the piano, I play the guitar, but I like on and off with them, right? So. Yeah. I think it'd be cool if I had, like, just, like, picked one thing and, like, made that my thing. You know what I mean? Everyone has, like, everyone kind of has, like, that hobby that they're really good at.
Yeah.
I feel like I bounced around too much to, like, have anything stick
Also, we turned our hobby into our job.
Yeah.
Which makes us, like, so much less cool. Because people are, like, you know, accountants, but then on the side, they do this super cool thing. Mm-hmm. But we just turned our super cool thing into our job. So
I know.
We lost that super cool thing that we do outside of our job.
I need another super cool thing. I used to do rock climbing for a while, and that was, like, my super cool thing that I could talk about, and that was so fun. But I stopped doing that. So I need to get, like, something that I can get back into. It could be my new super cool thing. Hey, you guys are going to email us about hobby ideas, so maybe I'll turn one of those into my new super cool thing.
I've wanted to do pottery forever.
That's going to be your thing. Like, you're going to be like, hello, your Etsy page is up and running. Like, this is you. Right? Yeah, do it.
Okay, my hands are going to be so dry, though.
Girl, do you want that pottery skill level? Or do you want moisturized fingers?
I want a world where I have both. Last question. How do you get in the way of your own success?
I get tired.
Wait, just like full back to question number one, no sleep.
I don't know. I think I come up with like cool ideas of things I want to do, and the planning part of it is what gets me really excited. But then when it comes to actually doing them, I lose interest. So that's like a big thing.
So like the execution.
Yeah, the execution. That's what I need to work on.
Okay.
Like I've said for like so many times, I have this dream of like converting an old van into like this really cool travel van.
Becky, are you doing one of our pet peeves right now?
I know. I got to stop talking about it because it's making me look bad, honestly.
I know.
Although TBH, that's a money thing, which is holding me back. Those are not cheap.
sounds like a fixable problem.
What? Just make more money? Save up money?
Yeah. Eat some ramen for a couple weeks.
I'm working towards it. I have a savings account. You know, as adults do. What gets in my way? I don't know. It's like all these other questions. It's time. It's money. It's sleep. If all those things weren't factors, I could probably get a lot more done.
But also, like, low-key, I think I am pretty successful.
Mm-hmm.
So what gets in my way of, like, even more success?
Yeah, I guess.
That's probably
the success you're already having. I can't be more successful because I'm already too successful. Imagine.
Stop, guys. I'm not saying that.
That's an Instagram bio you've read somewhere.
Oh, my God. I hate it. I think it's, like, taking those big leaps. I feel like every time we take a leap as a business, it's kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like you got to build up a lot of confidence to take those leaps. So I know we said today wasn't going to be so deep, but I felt like that got deep.
I hadn't pre-read the questions, and I wasn't aware that some of them would make me get real philosophical about life.
I know. Just a nice little warm-up for therapy.
Ooh.
If you guys don't know, this podcast is produced by Daniela Emanuele, who is our in-house everything.
She's amazing. So send us your email replies to any of the questions we talked about today to podcast@thesorrygirls.com. Daniela actually goes through them and gives us ones to read.
So on air sometimes.
You can say hey to her when you craft your email.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this. Tuning in is a good way to say it.
Yes.
Sorry.
Only took us how many episodes to figure out how to craft this podcast?
I know, because it's like listening, watching, tuning in to this week's episode of A Little Bit A Lot.
If you liked it, go ahead and rate it and leave us a comment. We'd love to see your comments.
We do, and we'll see you next week or in the emails.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.